You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Chance to stall and strike a bugle call to dance in peace. Alligator crawl is so appealing, a creepy rhythm that will tickle your toes, never fails to bring a happy feeling. Its tempo has a charm that grows and grows. It will make you step and do a new step, fill you with true pep, and what is more, I'm here to bet you it's gonna get you, and it won't let you walk off the floor. It's a perfect tune for all romancers, and is the favorite of the great and the small. If you really wanna please the dancers, just let them hear that alligator call. Lucky girl and lucky fellow, if you're among the happy crowd in the hall. When those music men start getting mellow and they play that alligator call.
And there's Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo with Alligator Crawl, 1937. Now, one of the interesting aspects also of these recordings with Tempo King was that they used a pianist by the name of Queenie Ada Rubin. And there is more talk about pretending. No pianist by that name has ever turned up anywhere. But the odd and strange thing is that Queenie Ada Rubin sounded almost exactly like Fats Waller. And I may have stated on previous programs, in fact, I believe I have stated, that I thought that Fats was basically an audio drag for those recordings, recording under the name of Queenie Ada Rubin for those sides. So that's another odd occurrence. Tempo King, as I say, he sort of disappeared after 1937. But Don Darcy, or John Darcy, or John Arcisi, stayed quite active. So I think there is a similarity. I have some people who have heard this comparison that I've made feel that it is a match. But I'm not going to state that with any degree of certainty. I just leave it here for you to decide. We're going to continue now with Sophie Tucker and her Five Kings of Syncopation, 1920, learning, and we're learning a lot, or at least I am.
I thought that I knew a thing or two, but since I met you, I've learned a great deal more. I can't deny, you've taught me things that I
Henry King went out and bought the ring for Queenie Brown. A palace with a golden dome, he said, you're gonna have the finest home in town. Queenie thought that Mr. King was true as he could be, till one night she caught him with the princess on his knee. Now the king isn't king anymore. The queen put a lock on her door. She used to call him her Henry the First, but now she just refers to him as Henry the Worst. She looked in his pockets and saw some stockings that she never wore. It was then Queenie Brown put a dent in his crown. Oh, the king isn't king anymore. When Henry tasted Queenie's food, he acted very rude by dining out next door. When Queenie looked at his new cook, she hit him with her cooking book upon the jaw. Henry King put up his dukes and started in to spar. Queenie threw him out just like a bat by Cincy gone. Now the king isn't king anymore. The queen caught him breaking the law. She used to serve him his breakfast in bed, but now she's gonna serve him with a summons instead. He came home one morning at 4, and when Queenie started a war, he surrendered his sword and his room and his board. Oh, the king isn't king anymore. The king isn't king anymore. He looks like the deuce, nothing more. She used to kiss him when he rambled in. Last night she tried to kiss him with a big rolling pin. He tripped on the old cellar door and met with a nail in the floor. Now he bends with a groan and he can't use his throne. Oh, the king isn't king anymore. When Queenie once suggested that a farmer he should be, he started chasing chickens every night from 10 till 3. Just like a sheep, the scale rooster kept on running loose. But Queenie was a hard-boiled egg and quickly cooked his goose. Upon his yacht, she caught him with a girl who was a beaut. He couldn't run because he wore an English walking suit. She saw him spooning on the deck. The sea was full of ice. She threw him overboard 3 times and only saved him twice. So the king isn't king anymore. He started to swim for the shore. He got sunk like the main. 'Twas the end of his reign. Now he ain't gonna reign anymore.
Oliver's Jazz Band, that's what it says here. A High Society Rag in 1923. With that Alphonse Picou work there. Very nice solo that everybody seems to have played since then, or since the turn of that century. Before that, El Bernard, The King Isn't King Anymore, 1925. Oh boy! Well, I like Al on that. That I believe is an Edison Diamond disc, probably from the collection of Dr. Demento. So this is to acknowledge that. And beginning with Sophie Tucker and her Five Kings of Syncopation, Learning from the Archaeophone CD, which I urge you to get, and that is linked also. Everything that's linked is linkable, and everything that's linkable is linked on this week's Radiola, which is Kings and Pretenders. And we're trying not to pretend too hard. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm, you know, I'm not pretending to be anything here other than what I am, which I'll have to take my pulse later. We're continuing now with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and he, of course, was the king of jazz, so to speak. Broken Hearted from 1927.
Thank you. Give up everything just to be in Caroline. I hear the breezes sigh, they make me wanna cry. That's why I have no peace of mind. That's why I give my fame just to be in Caroline. Caroline, Caroline. There's a little shack where I'm welcome back when my roaming is through, where the robins sing. Every day is spring, it's grand, I'm telling you. Not give the world at all if I could hear a call from Mammy when it's sleepy, sleepy time. I'd give up everything just to be in Caroline.
Frank Froben and his swing band, that great group with Tempo King on the vocal, and Frank Froben, Bunny Berrigan in there, Joe Marsala, and Frank Froben on piano, of course, Artie Bernstein on the bass. But yeah, Tempo King is in there doing what he has to do, and sounds a little more relaxed. That was a couple of months after those Don Darcy sides. So it is a toss-up, I think. There's such a thing as practicing. There's such a thing as getting used to the recording studio. And perhaps, although Don Darcy was a seasoned broadcaster by that time, he already had a radio show from 1935. So that's in that column. Before Frank Froebel, we had the Louisiana Rhythm Kings, Tell Me, from 1930, beginning with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Broken Hearted, 1927. This is Radiola, and I'm not broken hearted. In fact, I'm doing very well. And I'm enjoying the idea of doing this show. We'll see how much I enjoy it later, but right now I'm having a lot of fun. And royalty continuing with some another acoustic set. Prince's Orchestra in 1910 with Narcissus by Ethelbert Nevin.
Thank you. guess it's all over now. Why, you've got it all over town that you threw me down. But a nice boy like you couldn't let that kind of story go round. Everybody knows I gave you your chance. Now it's all over, and I hope I'll get along somehow. True love to you was a game that you taught me to play. But you wouldn't, and you couldn't play the game the right way. Yes, I know it, I used to love you, but it's all over.
Van Epps Trio again, the 1914, same group as I mentioned before, Felix Arndt, Fred Van Epps, and Eddie King on the drums, and he was a loud drummer. He really, you don't often hear drums on those old acoustic recordings, but Eddie certainly got into that horn all right. Before that, Sophie Tucker again from the Archaeophone CD, It's All Over Now, We're Five Kings of Syncopation. That was from 1920. And maybe we'll see if it's all over later. It's all over, but the shouting. Prince's Orchestra, Narcissus. Oh, yeah. You may have heard that tune at different times, but that's what it is. From Woodland Sketches, I believe. Uh-huh. This is Radiola, and we're going to continue now with an interesting selection, which may not seem to have anything that pertains to the show. However, it really does. Frank Luther and his orchestra with Victor Young actually conducting. A recording by a song by the name of Spellbound. And Spellbound refers to a publicity stunt that occurred in 1952 with Johnny Arcisi. Now, Tempo King was known to be a wacko on some of his recordings. I've played the more crooning sides, the more crooner-oriented things, but he did some very strange ones, including a very surrealistic version of Sweet Adeline. And Johnny Arcisi really tended into strangeness as he got on. And in 1952, he was doing a number and allegedly hypnotized the girl, but she was already prepared for it, and it was a publicity stunt of rare magnitude, and it got him into Time magazine. In fact, it was from the issue of December 1st, 1952, where he was hypnotized this model by the name of Ariel Edmondson. And she was prepared by the hypnotist, and he sang to her, and she fell into a trance, and he sang to her again, and she came out of the trance. So I guess that's Wake Up Chillin' in spades right there. But here's Spellbound. Apparently she was.
I gaze into your eyes, spellbound, holding you, I'm spellbound. Tell me that you mean those tender sighs. Am I dreaming madness, mystifying madness? Every little kiss just thrills me through. Everything you say, everything you do, makes me know I'm spellbound over
thank you.
thing, everything I'm wild about. You got everything, just what I can't do without. Your smile is like a rainbow, so full of good news. You make my little old heart go bye-bye, bye-bye blues. Oh, you got everything, style and smile and class and clothes. You've got everything, this and that and these and those. I forgot to mention that undefinable something. That's what you've got, everything.
Chicago Rhythm Kings, Stomping at the Savoy, 1936. And, yeah, beginning with Henry before that, and we'll begin with something else later, the Henry King and his Hotel Pier Orchestra, Joe Sooty on the vocal, You've Got Everything. Oh, yes. Beginning with Frank Luther and Spellbound. And this show is kind of about a singer who had a lot of people spellbound. And that was from 1934. This is Radiola, and I might be... don't say smell-bound. I mean, I'm not going to go for that one, but you can if you like. We're open a window and let the bad air out. We're going to continue with another comparison, the last of the evening. Louis King Garcia and his swing band, Don Darcy, 1936, great tune, There Is No Greater Love.
Thank you. and high. Ah, run, little horsey, run. Wish you was a boy, just so you could fly. I'm riding high, white and handsome. A yellow moon up above. Oh, tell me why am I riding high? 'Cause I'm riding to my love. Yeah, yeah.
Tempo King and his King of Tempo, Kings of Tempo. High, Wide, and Handsome, 1937. Before, look, great. That's another one. That's Jerome Kern. That's Oscar Hammerstein II. Before that, Louis King Garcia and his swing band, Don Darcy, There Is No Greater Love. And yes, 1936. I think if you click on the link for Spellbound, you will find the video of Don Darcy, a.k.a. John Arcisi, singing the song that held that girl spellbound. And it was a most interesting performance indeed. And other things that happened, John Arcisi, he went to Hawaii. He was a beachcomber for a while. Then he came back to the States later on, and he recorded a very strange album in 1971, which was called Reachin' Arcisia. And I will link to that as well, so you may see just what he was up to later on. And that is the sort of person who easily could have been the sort of a whack job like Tempo King was on some of his wackier sides, which I've played on the show. He was having fun with. But Arcisia, at that point, was starting to sound a lot like Walter Matthau. But amazing stuff, totally, totally off the wall, especially for a guy who was then 54 years old. So it's worth it checking that stuff out. You may find it enlightening. And I will also link to the biography of John Arcisi for those who are interested. And there's a lot to be interested in. We're going to finish up with a request from a listener who was interested in the other side of a recording that I played, and this would be Farewell to Romance, the romance of being fooled, maybe. Or maybe we're just fooling ourselves that we're not being fooled anymore. Meyer Davis and his Hotel Astor Orchestra, Scrappy Lambert, singing this in 1930, Farewell.
One road is yours, one is mine.
for life was gay, yet love had its day. Now all that's left to say is farewell.